This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Co-director Janice Florence, who is also choreographer, and co-director and sensory theatre designer Zaya Kane in the studio. Thank you for joining us both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here.
So before we get started talking about the production, which is Sense of Place through Dance House, it'd be really great to know just a little bit more about both of you for our listeners. So Janice, let's start with you. What's your story within the arts?
Well, sort of goes back a long way. So I'm thinking where to start. Well, as a child I learnt ballet and then was always interested in dance but also became involved in theatre. So I was involved for a while in a left-wing theatre company called New Theatre. And then I continued on with my dance interests and did a graduate diploma of movement dance and did some overseas training as well. And when I came back from a trip to America to work with a certain teacher, I had an accident which left me in a wheelchair. And so luckily the kind of dance I'd been doing was kind of very experimental and innovative. And so I was able to adapt some of those styles and techniques to adapting to me at first in my new physical state. And then as time went on, working with other people with different types of conditions and access needs. And so then I was with a company called State of Flux, which was based around a thing called contact improvisation, where we performed, taught and experimented. And they went for 10 years. It was with four non-disabled dancers, and it was one of the first companies to involve a disabled dancer. And then we've started up as a series of workshops started by Arts Access Victoria to work with a visiting British company called Can Do Co to do some masterclasses. And so we did that, and the people who were part of it all then wanted to continue, and so it continued on. It's been going now for 25 years. And I sort of fell into the role of leading and organising because I'm not very good at saying no.
Good on you.
And, so it's been going since. A lot of people have passed through, gone on to other companies. Some have even gone overseas and are still continuing on today with our current company.
Excellent.
And so I'm the artistic director now. I've taken on that mantle some years ago.
Oh, because you didn't have enough work to do. Okay.
And Zaya, tell us about yourself.
I'm an independent artist, director, performer, experimenter, cross between different kinds of things. And a lot of my background is in physical theatre, which can involve lots, again, of different ways of doing things. So, I've got a background in Butoh, a lot of Butoh training, clowning and Buffon and what else have I done? Lots of different kinds of contact impro, lots of similar things to Janice.
And we sort of met through Butoh, Yumi Umamari, who Weave has worked with on and off over the past 6 years or so.
So I started performing with Weave, and then we've done some other projects where I've directed or created work with Weave as well. And for this one, so sensory theatre is something that I've been playing with actually for a really long time. It's idea around immersion and interactive and using the senses to create work. And Janice and I decided to make a show.
And is this the first time together to do something, to put a show on?
To co-direct officially, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But we had a development a few years ago with the company, with Zaya leading in Buffon, which is a, Zaya knows much more about it, but it's a French style of physical theatre. with a kind of very satirical and ironic. And, so we did. So it was a sort of a bit of a co-effort that time.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it about that company overseas? It's in France, isn't it? Is it?
Buffon?
Yeah.
Buffon comes from, so there was Jacques Lecoq,
yep,
who created a whole lot of different forms, but the idea of Buffon comes from like a satirical clown. So the clown is laughed at and the Buffon laughs at you. So, and they come from the outskirts of things. So,
yeah, they're the sort of edges of society.
Yeah, the edges of society, and they come into society to poke fun demigods.
They kind of send up their betters behind their back, but then they flatter them and crawl to them.
Yeah.
So virtually like a jester in the old courts, per se, you know, how the jester used to laugh at the people around the king and then laugh behind the king's back.
That sort of style. All so right. I guess it got made into a style itself it's very fun.
I find it fascinating, fascinating. Mm. All right, so tell us about this production that you guys are involved in together.
Well, I guess the seed of it came to my mind during all the lockdowns, and it doesn't have anything to do with lockdowns, but...
Well, just, it was a good thinking period, wasn't it?
It was, it was. It was nice to get away from the daily rush and have a chance for something creative to come into the empty space. But my relationship to it was that I found my local area, which I rushed in and out of before that, was quite interesting, actually, and I found all these sort of delightful things about it.
So you stopped and smelt the roses locally.
Yes, and the gum trees. And the coffee.
Oh, there has to be coffee.
But then that started me thinking about connection to place and then that sort of, with Zaya, that came into all the sensory elements around you. Perhaps, you know, during lockdown you might have time to notice all those elements of smell and sight and touch and everything around you, more time for that.
And it's and so you've picked up totally on what you were talking about there, and it's called Sense of Place. And it says so much, doesn't it? You know, those words together, you can really say so much there. So what are you doing with it?
So we've really been exploring what that means, what a sense of place for different people means.
Because it means so much for so many people.
It does.
It can go off in so many directions.
And it has gone off in a lot of different directions.
That's what I was kind of thinking in my mind it should go. Because we've been collaborating in the company. And so we started off with a lot of writing about people's relationship to places and what was an important place for them, a place where they felt comfortable or happy or whatever. And so we got a lot of different ideas out of that, and we do have a First Nations performer in the company, and so a story came out of him that we'd never heard before.
Amazing, like, where your place has been and
how you're taken away from your place and then finally you find it again.
Yeah, and talking about institutionalisation and displacement. And so there's been a lot of actual vulnerability in creating the work as well.
And so a lot of the performers have picked their own feelings into it.
Everyone. I like
the idea of that.
So the way that we work is very much about that the work comes from each person's own sense of place and what that means to them, and then also incorporating the elements of sensory into that. So what might you feel at that time, or what does it smell like, or so we use a lot of that to invoke the feelings and the memories and the visceral sense, and then we're trying to also bring that into the audience, so that interactive, immersive.
For example, the place I chose at that time was just a part of the city, because I grew up in the inner suburbs and the city was a very big thing for me, and so it's Block Arcade, you know, in the tea room.
Yes.
So there's the tea room, and so at that stage we serve some tea to the audience.
Beautiful.
Smells.
Okay. Yes, yes. And everything. I think Zaya said she had the aroma of red velvet cupcakes. Managed to get that aroma from somewhere.
Amazing. And how many people are involved in this production?
There's 7 on stage.
Yeah.
And it's probably about 7 off stage. There's quite,
And so music would play a big part as well, as a sense.
Yeah. So
and visual as well.
Yeah. So the soundscape has been created very much with everybody, and there's a lot of recordings from the group and from the space itself, so site specific to the space, and then brought back in as sound. Lisa Greenaway, who's a amazing sound producer and does 3D sound, so she moves the sound around the space. Yeah, so it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
And then we've been working with projections and playing with
visual. Okay, I was going to say, is it projection or is it, because lighting these days is just, hasn't it moved so far in and especially in contemporary dance arenas, it's moved really quickly.
Yeah, it's the first time we've worked so much with projections, so there's a lot of images involved as well.
And are they personal images of the people, or is it that, you know, like you brought in somebody to design?
We've brought in a little bit of both, but mostly we found that the poetic imagery to enhance the work works.
And well, sometimes personal things work with certain stories and they don't work with other stories. Like, for example, the First Nations performer, Greg, he is also a painter, and so some of his painted images come into it. Other people, another guy, his favourite place is a studio where you can just imagine ideas and create them. So that's an entirely different thing.
Right.
And I'm curious, did you try to make the whole piece completely cohesive, or do you like having them bit like vignettes, so very individualised?
Yeah, there is a journey to the piece, but it's not a linear piece.
Yeah. Okay, sounds absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Where is it?
It's a dance house in Carlton, 150 Princess Street, Carlton.
Right.
Carlton, I should say.
And when's it on?
It's on this coming week, starting on the 16th.
Wednesday preview, yep.
And then the opening night's on Thursday, and then it goes till Saturday, and on Saturday there's a matinee at 3 o'clock.
Which is Auslan interpreted matinee.
Yeah, Auslan interpreted.
Brilliant.
And
Brilliant.
There's a tactile tour at 6:15.
On Saturday.
And the show's at 7.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful. Congratulations on a wonderful show. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And Dance House is a wonderful space as well.
You've had a long relationship with Dance House.
Lovely. Brilliant.
Great.
We'll put you on the spot at the moment. How can people get more information about what you're doing? If you don't, I've got it.
Well, it's the Dance House website, and if you've got the exact address, that would be great.
Yeah, well, we've got the Weave Movement Theatre as well.
Oh, yes, you can look at that too.
So weavemovementtheatre.com.au, and you can get more information on there. But thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you. If you've just tuned in, we've been chatting with Janice Florence and Zaya Kane about Sense of Place, which is happening at Dance House from the 16th to the 19th of August. You're listening to the Sunday Arts Magazine, 94.9, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.